This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarik. Ryan Ferguson could be out of jail in 30 days or less after the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District vacated his murder sentence Tuesday. Ferguson was found guilty of the 2001 murder of Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt, based largely on the testimony of an alleged accomplice and a janitor that identified Ferguson as one of the people he saw at the murder scene. Both have since recanted and said prosecutors affected their testimony. But the three-judge panel issued the habeas corpus relief yesterday, not because of those recantations, but based on the fact that testimony from the janitor's wife was withheld from the trial and could have cast doubt on the janitor's story. Bill Ferguson, Ryan's father, said he talked with Ryan shortly after the court's decision.
He was just so relieved and so happy. But at the same time, he realizes that that's one chapter behind him, but he's got another chapter, which is the state's still trying to convict him.
The Boone County prosecutor and the attorney general's office both say they need to discuss the issue before making a decision on how to move forward. Under the court ruling, prosecutors can appeal this decision on the old case, decide to start a new case, do nothing and let Ferguson out in 30 days, or decide to let him out earlier. Ferguson's attorney also put in a request for bond Tuesday, and the state has 7 days to raise any objections to that effort. The Speaker of the Missouri House has created an investigative committee to look into allegations of a hostile work environment at the State Department of Agriculture. Marshall Griffin has details.
The move comes nearly a month after Governor Nixon announced the resignation of former Ag Director John Hagler, which came one day after the release of a letter by a former Ag employee who accused Hagler of creating a hostile work environment. GOP House member Casey Guernsey will chair the investigative committee.
I chair the Agriculture Committee in the House. And I'm a farmer, so I'm very familiar with the department. I'm very familiar with how it's been run over the last few years. And there's been a significant reason to be concerned for a while now.
Meanwhile, Hagler told the Associated Press that he was a tough but fair manager during his tenure at agriculture. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The House Committee on Government Oversight has also been directed to look into the allegations at the Department of Agriculture. The Columbia City Council Monday voted against a resolution that would have discontinued the use of fluoride in the city's water supply. Members of the Board of Health, including several dentists and doctors, were on hand to support the use of fluoride. Local pediatrician Dr. Kristen Soule cares for children with special needs. She says low-income families need access to fluoride in order to get good dental care.
Many of our amazing dentists here in Columbia aren't able to care for kids who have Medicaid because of reimbursement issues. But anyway, those children are able to be protected because of the fluoride in our water.
Despite overwhelming support for the continuation of fluoridation, some residents, like Daniel Redmond, were concerned about the chemicals present in the fluoridated water.
Says that they're supposed to have the list of all of the known or suspected contaminants. And couldn't get that. Nobody can get that. So the question really remains is, you know, what exactly is being put into the water?
The council voted unanimously against the resolution and also committed to following the recommendations on continuing fluoridation that were proposed by the Department of Public Health. Columbia voters Tuesday approved a $32.3 million bond issue for the city's sewer system. According to the Boone County Clerk's website, nearly 80% voted in favor of the proposal. Voter turnout for the single-issue ballot was low, at about 8%. The bond will support current sewer maintenance, as well as sewer extension to developing areas. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says Congress needs to work quickly to reach a compromise on the Farm Bill. Otherwise, farmers may hold back their financial muscle. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports.
Agriculture has been a bright spot for the economy in the Midwest, as many farmers have used recent profits to purchase new equipment or expand their operations. But the Farm Bill, which guides national policy on food and farming, lapsed weeks ago. That's left long-term policy unclear. While the House and Senate negotiate over a replacement for the old legislation, farmers are likely to be more careful with their cash. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says that could have a ripple effect on rural economies.
Almost to a person, they have advised me that they've taken a step back. They have stopped expansion ideas. They've stopped purchasing because they're just not certain what the policies are going to be. And until they're certain what the policies are going to be, they're not going to make those additional investments.
Lawmakers from the House and Senate have been meeting to finalize the Farm Bill, but to do that, they have to bridge a big gap on food stamp spending. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
A group of Missouri school superintendents has developed an alternative to a state law allowing students to transfer from unaccredited to accredited districts. The Kansas City Star reports that under the plan, students in struggling districts could transfer to better performing schools in their home districts. And after 5 years of failure, districts could be dissolved and distributed to accredited districts. 20 leaders from around Missouri drafted the school improvement plan. The draft says the existing transfer law, quote, is not in the best interest of all students and will not lead to improvement of unaccredited districts. A spokeswoman for the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education says Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro hasn't yet had a chance to review the proposal. Governor Jay Nixon is proposing a Thanksgiving week meeting with Missouri lawmakers to discuss potential changes to the Medicaid health care system. Nixon wants to meet November 26th with members of House and Senate interim committees who have been studying potential Medicaid changes ahead of the 2014 session. The governor says he wants to talk about ways to, quote, provide better outcomes for patients and better returns for taxpayers. The Democratic governor says Missouri's Medicaid system will be one of the most pressing issues before the Republican-led legislature next year. Earlier this year, the legislature rejected Nixon's proposal to expand Medicaid to more lower-income adults under the terms of the new federal health care law. Republican legislative leaders say they want to revamp Medicaid before considering an expansion. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.